Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the legendary Chuck Berry bringing us back. Father of rock and roll, no question about that. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3.com. Actually, go to jimblasingame.com, and you'll find all my books, including The Age of the Customer. If you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find the ability to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every week by email, Sunday afternoon. We've been publishing that coming up on 21 years, and we have not missed an edition on Sunday afternoon in 21 years. And I find somebody else out there who's done that. And I think you'll like it. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. And if you don't like it, you read whatever you want. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never even know. You can do it yourself. So, folks, it's still just you and me. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, and I appreciate you letting me do that. One of the things I want to talk about right now, though, is something that I've talked about a little bit before, but I just want to say it again. I haven't talked about it in a while, and that is the concept of what America is. America is still an experiment, because the reason I say that is not because there's nothing wrong with America. Because there are some things that need to be fixed, but America is more right than wrong. And the reason it is more right than wrong is because of our nature, because of who we are and what we've done. And we've got to stop dwelling on the things that we did in the past that have now proven to be impolitic. There are some things that we people did, that the country did in the past. We now look back and say, well, that was a mistake. Well, guess what? Who can't do that? Everyone can. Thank God for redemption. Thank God for learning about what happened and what the decisions you made. I mean, what if in your business you had to pay for every mistake forever? You couldn't amortize. I don't know about you, but I've made mistakes that I've had to pay for. I had to finance them. I had to make payments on them. One of my relatives was asking my advice on something, and I gave it to him, and until they weren't listening, I said, you need to listen to me. I'm still making payments on this advice. America is like that. We redeem our people. We redeem each other. We should redeem our country. There's more right about America than there is wrong about America. And if we can't look back and say, yep, probably should have done that different, how are we going to do that now going forward? But if we continue to rake ourselves over the coals over something that happened before, we continue to beat ourselves up over things, some of the things that nobody living had anything to do with. That's got to stop, my friends. We cannot go forward in this country and do good things and build on our successes and learn from our mistakes. We can't do that if we can't get our head out of the past. We've got to move forward. There's so many things that people are complaining about that they have no right to complain about because it didn't happen to them. It wasn't happening to them. Whoever it may be, I don't care. Pick a topic. We've got to focus forward. We've got to focus on the future. We've got to say America is the most benevolent country, the most well-meaning country on the planet, because it is. We mean well for ourselves. We mean well for other people. We have a 200-plus year track record of this. Warts and all, we have not been perfect. We've made mistakes. But if you think about it, most of the things people are complaining about don't even exist anymore. That's because we fixed them. We moved on. We looked forward. Folks, America can be a mighty force for good in the rest of the 21st century, but only if we claim the pride that we should have in our country, warts and all, and we deal together honestly with open debate on what needs to be done to move forward. If we can't do that, if we can't do it with an open debate, if I can't have my opinion, you can't have your opinion, and we can't share them together and find something in the middle to move forward with, if we can't do that, we're doomed. The cancel culture is a zero-sum idea. It doesn't produce solutions because it shuts down debate. We've got to move forward with debate. We've got to have intellectual honesty. We've got to have respect for each other and our ideas, even if we don't like them, even if we disagree with them. This is the only way America will move forward. And as we move into this, the rest of this election season, I hope that we can, all of us can be a little more aware of this, because this is the only way we're going to move forward. Otherwise, we will lose our country. If we lose the ability to, if we can lose more intellectual honesty and more respect, if we lose that, we lose free speech, we'll lose our country. Think about that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.